This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan, and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Swanigan. In this week's episode, the Blues take another scalp, Rover's European journey ends, the Tribesmen honour Holly Organ, and Captain Fantastic is on the mark for the Lilywhites. But first, Bohemians Cruise is just 4 points behind rival Shamrock Rovers in the title race with a comprehensive 3-0 win over struggling Sligo Rovers at Dalymount Park. Captain Dawson Devoy opened the scoring early on in the 8th minute, with Douglas James Taylor adding a second 20 minutes later, and Jordan Flores capping the win off 3 minutes to half time. Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds spoke to LOI TV following the win.
Yeah, look, I thought the first half we were excellent. With the ball, without the ball, I thought there were some top performances right through. Dawson Devoy was absolutely immense there. The second half then we made changes, it becomes scrappy. They, in fairness, come into the game a bit. But delighted with the performance, the attitude, and played really well.
Do you think that was maybe one of the best 45 minutes you've seen from your side this year?
Yeah, look, we brought the intensity, so it's all about, for us, without the ball and that we know that we can handle the ball and cause teams problems. But I just thought our application to it, on the back of a good win last week, that go and produce, which we did.
Bowes are now level on 50 points with Pats, but behind on goal difference and sit in third place. Meanwhile, Sligo Rovers still sit bottom on 23 points, 5 behind Drogheda United. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn discuss the Bitterroot struggles this season.
I think it's a long, long road ahead for Sligo between now and the end of the season. Yes, there's some green shoots, but they've appointed someone who didn't know the league, didn't know his own squad, didn't know the opposition, sort of chasing their tail. And I think ultimately that's going to work out to be. And it's not a slight on Darren Burse, because he's operated at a really high level in football. I think it was. A poor appointment for what was needed and when it was needed, and you reap what you sow. And I think it's a bit sad. I mean, we might get onto the whole sort of tour tier and what's happening in that first division later on, but I just fear for Sligo at the moment. I think they've a long, long way back. And yes, Dundalk are getting a point up in Dundalk, but Dundalk's form is so poor at the moment that they must have seen that as an opportunity, and they didn't. And I just don't see enough wins coming their way anytime soon.
And I think, Steve, I think for Darren Purse as well, I mean, he had to stop the rot, right? So thinking that he was going to come on and just start winning matches is crazy. But he's picked up two good draws, two good points. You've got to start somewhere. So if he can turn that, maybe get another draw against Bowes and then pick up a win, he's got a chance. But as Vinny says, they're well behind the other two.
You can listen to the LOI pod in full on your OTP podcast feeds. Our feature match last night was the Loud Derby, and what a spectacle it was to cap off the wee county's rivalry for the season. Recent signing Keane Dillon opened the scoring for Dundalk, but Drogheda fought back as an inspired Brandon Kavanagh set up Keegan Anstalam for an equaliser and then got a superb goal of his own 3 minutes later to lead before the half. The Lilywhites stayed firm, however, as Ronan Tien got the equaliser halfway through the second half as the derby looked to end level. But it was Captain Fantastic Darrow Horgan who scored an 89th minute winner with a stunning free kick. Jonathan Higgins was alongside Owen Heary for a live and exclusive commentary last night and caught up with Horgan following full time.
Yeah, look, a huge victory for, I suppose, lots of reasons. Late winner, derby, haven't beaten them this season, and the recent run we've had in the league. So, it's a big one for all those different reasons, and kind of accumulates into a massive one for us.
Yeah, look, I suppose the biggest thing is just one game at a time is the biggest one for us, because maybe in the last little while you may be thinking, the next game, this game or that game, if we win here, 3 points there, who knows. So now it's just focus on, enjoy this for tonight, focus on Derry for Sunday as well, keep an eye on them Sunday against Rovers.
Jonathan also spoke to manager Kieran Cadoff, who spoke highly of his captain.
Dream, like he's our guy, do you know what I mean? He's our talisman. He's instead of 10 goals and 10 assists, like he's got to be in the conversation for player of the year. He put us on his back there for a while, and he's done it for so long for this club. He stayed last year, maybe when the club got relegated, he led us back up as a captain. you know, I couldn't be prouder of him. I know he was an ex-teammate, I'm his manager now, but we have such a good relationship, and I'm just, yeah, it couldn't happen to a better guy. And again, that moment for him, he knows what it means. It's Donna and his kids and all, they live in the town, they're from the town, they're huge lifelong supporters, and yeah, what a moment for him, and what a goal. And I'm right behind it myself. I ended up, I shouldn't say it in case I get a fine, I ended up long ways onto the pitch, just emotion, so I can only imagine how special it felt for him.
Finally, Jonathan spoke to a deflated Kevin Doherty who looked forward to a potential cup run for Drogheda United following last night's loss.
Kevin, football can be a cruel, cruel game at times. I suppose there's no way of polishing it up. You've got a kick in the teeth here in the derby, haven't you guys?
Yeah, look, and we've done that before, and like, you know, so have to take it. But yeah, look, it is. But kick in the teeth, but probably a couple of little things we definitely could have. Like, we gave them the opportunity to do it, by particularly at Turgo, we gave them the opportunity to get the free kick, which we shouldn't have done. But it is, look, it's disappointing at all. Half time we were in, not in control, it was a good game, like, you know, but we were good. But yeah, it's unfortunately just, it is what it is. We can't, like, we are what we are, we are where we are, and if we keep giving away goals like we have been, then we will be there.
Yeah, what does the cup situation have now, which obviously it's a quarter final, you've been successful in this recently. Now, you probably showed a couple of years ago how it can give a boost to your side in a relegation scrap as well. Do you have to just try and park it and separate it as almost a separate competition?
Take the game, whatever, just, it's a game of football against Galway, the cup, the league, it doesn't matter, we try and win the game. But yeah, look, obviously, I wouldn't say, I said, look, we were on a good run probably going into those cup games as well. You could flip it the other way. So, no, look, we're looking forward to it, but we got over tonight forces, and as you said, it's a kick in the teeth, but that's football. I don't think the players could have tried any harder. I have to emphasise that, but it is what it is.
Dundalk now stay in third on 40 points, 10 behind second and third, but comfortably 12 points ahead of Drogheda, who sit in the promotion relegation spot. Over in Richmond Park, it was a missed opportunity for Stephen Kenny's Saints, as they were overcome by a triumphant Waterford side. The Blues got their two goals in the second half, at Jorgen Wallace and John Mann putting themselves on the score sheet. Waterford manager Dwayne Coughlin spoke to LOI TV following the win.
Yeah, I just thought we were a little bit lethargic in the first half. I thought we were a little bit off it. There was no press, there was no aggression to our play, there was no intensity. Geez, I think I could have played in the first half. You know, the tempo to our play wasn't there. We were still on the bus, I think. You know, I suppose you come away to Pats, a possession-based team, and you're probably expecting to have a lot of the ball, but I would have expected us to be a little bit better in the first half. So we had a few words at half-time. We made one or two little adjustments, and I thought we were excellent, yeah. I thought we were excellent in the second half, in fairness.
Can you give away what those adjustments were leading to that second half performance?
No. Jeez, I'm no Jose Mourinho. Don't get me wrong here. It's down to the lads. It's down to the internal and the inner of the lads, the self belief and the confidence. And when that comes out in our players, they're a force to be reckoned with. But like I say, we just needed to get that aggression. We just needed to get that intensity, and we just needed to get a little bit more of a press. Squeezing the line from behind as well was much, much better in the second half, and that helped us. When we squeeze from behind, it helps the midfielders and it helps the forwards. We were a real threat on the counter as well. We had a lot of territory in the second half, which surprised me. So all in all, I thought we were a better team, to be quite honest with you.
The Saints are still 4 points behind title rivals Shamrock Rovers, who have two games in hand, while Waterford now have 32 points, four ahead of Drogheda United in the promotion relegation spot. In the final Premier Division match last night, Sherburne thought they had all 3 points secured with a James Norris penalty rebound goal, as Galway captain Jimmy Cohen netted a late equaliser deep into stoppage time to earn a point. Galway United marked the one-year anniversary of the passing of the former assistant manager Ollie Horgan with a special jersey they wore last night. Galway manager John Caulfield spoke to LOI TV following the draw.
Yeah, I think it was a rip-roaring game. You could see Shells, while they were champions 2 years ago, had most of the team, and they were really good. First 20 minutes, I thought we were really good. You know, had a few opportunities, probably didn't hit the target enough, they took over. But overall, I thought it was an enthralling game. There wasn't much in it. Certainly second half they dominated possession, probably found it difficult to break us down. We were dangerous on the counter, and it became a sort of a bit of an end-to-end game. And I suppose you're looking, probably thinking it's going to pan out to a nil all, and then we had 10 minutes of madness at the end.
Shells are now 15 points behind the nearest Dublin rivals, as they sit on 35 points in 5th place, just one ahead of Galway United in 6th. There's just one match left, as on Sunday afternoon, Derry City host Shamrock Rovers at the Brian McBride Bandywell Stadium at 4 o'clock. The County Shives come off a 5-3 loss to Bohemians last week, while speaking to in-house club media, interim manager Mark Connolly is hoping his side can bounce back from that defeat.
Top of the table team, very, very good team, very strong team. So listen, we want to bounce back from last week's defeat. So yeah, no, the boys are raring to go. Every game is important, especially for this football club, and especially when you play for this football club, that you want to win every game. People expect you to win more games than you're going to lose. Fortunately, this season we've probably lost more than what we would have wanted. So we need to put that right. And the boys now have 8 league games and hopefully still a cup run to stay in to go and get as many wins as we can.
Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers ended their UEFA Conference League phase qualification streak as they dropped out of Europe with a 1-0 loss to Cups of Finland on Thursday evening. An own goal by Graham Burke in the second half meant the Hoops went out in a 2-1 aggregate scoreline. Stephen Bradley spoke to in-house club media about what's next for his side.
Yeah, of course we're disappointed. There's no doubt about it. One of our aims this year was to be playing league stage football in Europe, and we haven't done that. So you're going to be disappointed. But what we've always done as a group is moved on quickly, win, lose or draw. And you have to. Football doesn't wait. The next challenge is there your way. We know we got a league to go and win.
On Thursday night's Off the Ball, Owen Heary spoke to Owen Sheen about what's next for Rovers and what's next for the team near the end of the season.
Would you be worried about what's going to happen now in the league? Is this the sort of thing that can precipitate a loss of form domestically?
Yeah, I think the next 3 games is crucial for them, you know. But they have put themselves in a commanding position, and Stephen has always, you know, alluded to that, that saying that they want to be in the commanding position, that when they do play in Europe and they come back, they're, you know, they're a few points ahead. And we've seen that. I think they're 7 ahead in the game in hand. So they have to expect that Rovers have to lose 3 games, Bowes and Pats have to win 3 just to catch them. And then Bowes and Pats have to beat Rovers. So you're asking Rovers to lose 5 out of their next remaining games. Will it happen? I don't really know. But could it happen? Absolutely. Depends on how Stephen gets them up for this weekend game, you know, because you don't want to lose this game when you come back, because it does set, you know, a motion of, well, the conceding goals, Rovers, and we can get at Rovers. And then the next game of Shells becomes a bigger game, and then again for Rovers.
When you look at them this year, leaving aside what you're actually getting data-wise on the table, for example, do you think this Rovers team is up to the same level as last year's side was?
I do. I think they definitely have the players to match last year. I think the league is probably what's holding them back, is the fact that the league is not up to the level of Shamrock Rovers.
Okay.
And that's been proven over the last number of years. You know, to win 6 out of 7 trophies, 7 league titles is no mean feat, you know, and they constantly do it, and they're the benchmark for every team. And, you know, Rovers looking at it now will be wanting to win the league, to get back into the Champions League football, and probably more determined to show people next year how good they are in Europe.
In the first division last night, leaders Cork City beat Wexford 2-0 at home, UCD narrowly beat Finn Harps 5-4 in a barnstormer, Cove Ramblers and Longford Town played out a 2-2 draw, Athlone Town overcame Bray Wanderers with a 2-1 win, and in the Munster derby, Kerry beat Treaty United 3-1. There are 5 women's Premier Division fixtures this afternoon, as at 3 o'clock, DLR Waves welcome Piemont United to the Bowl, leaders Athlone Town travel to Dublin to take on Shamrock Rovers, and Treaty United play Bohemians at Markets Field. At 5 o'clock, Galway United host Cork City, and Sligo Rovers take on Waterford at the Showgrounds. Next week, it's the FAI Cup quarterfinals with 2 games on Friday, as high-flying Waterford welcome Sligo Rovers to the ORC, and Galway United travel east to take on Drogheda United. Both fixtures kick off at 7:45. On Saturday, it's a Dublin derby, as St Patrick's Athletic look to get over last night's loss as they welcome Bohemians to Richmond Park at 4 o'clock. And on Sunday, Derry City hosts Dundalk at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, also at 4 o'clock. In the Premier Division, there is just one match between the two sides knocked out, as the Ringsend Derby takes centre stage in Tallaght Stadium, with Shamrock Rovers taking on Shelburne at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Next Friday in the First Division, Treaty United take on Wexford and Markets Field, UCD travel sides play Cove Ramblers, Bray Wanderers host Cork City at the Carlisle Grounds, and Finn Harps welcome Athlone Town to Finn Park. All matches kick off at 7:45. And on Saturday, Longford Town hosts Kerry at Bishopsgate. That match kicks off at 7:30. That is all we have time for in this week's edition of the LOA Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the league of Ireland and off the ball, including the LOA Pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McLean, LOA Late Night with Ben Syme, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball and OT Breakfast. I'll be back in a week. Take care.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.